If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
So what is she running? What does she stand for today? Because we don't really, the problem is she hasn't really out, you know, yeah, what is she running for today? I mean, I don't even understand when people say they really like her, what they're basing it on.
Harris has signed on to, at least nominally, to a bunch of the stuff that you know, it's sort of become a requirement for every Democratic candidate to sign on to. So you've got, she said that she'd be for a Green New Deal. She's got her, co-sponsored Sanders' Medicare for All bill. Now has her own.
But then her own Medicare.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, she did that, you know, to begin with. Now we're seeing the process of, Harris doesn't have a large nationwide base of working class donors like Sanders does. So she, and I mean, none of the candidates really do. So she has to, except for, you could argue Warren, but even Warren. But Harris really almost completely relies on you know, large, is relying on large donors and like large fundraisers, basically the same Clinton people that had supported her in 2016 and have now right. sort of migrated to Harris. She's in the process of now having a square, you know, doing the typical pre-2016 thing, which is how do I get as many people as possible to support me and my candidacy? People who want, you know, pretty radical changes to be carried out, while also placating these wealthy people that are actually the ones driving my campaign and funding me. Yeah, and how do I keep these people together without pissing any one of them too off that they abandoned me, particularly the wealthy people? And so her plan, her Medicare for All plan, I mean, it's called Medicare for All, even though it's not, is it would essentially just right. expand the role of private insurance in the economy. You know, I think she's banking on the hope that people won't really notice or care. Also, it's also like phased in over 10 years. So
right after she'd be president, which is hilarious.
So yeah, good luck with that even happening. That's her attempt to thread this needle, and I'm sure that we'll probably see more of that happen as the campaign goes on, because as right. she comes more and more to rely on continued money pouring in to keep her campaign afloat, right. she's going to keep having to compromise on things that she said that she would do, and find some sort of like, right. you know, a third way, perhaps, you might say.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And what about her busing position?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is like a classic thing with her campaign so far, which is she has, she said first that she would abolish private health insurance. Then the next day she said she wouldn't, obviously after getting probably a bunch of angry phone calls from rich people. Then in the debate, she actually put her hand up when the debate moderators asked who would abolish private insurance. After the debate, she said, no, this was just, she thought they were just asking, would she give up her personal private health insurance? Whoops. What a mistake to make. And then with the busing, she obviously got a big viral moment because she attacked Joe Biden over his anti-busing stance in the 70s and the 80s. Then when questioned, she basically said that busing should only be a voluntary thing. It shouldn't be a thing forced onto communities, which is basically just Biden's own position.
To hear the rest of this episode, please go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow.